Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
I thought I did what's right. I thought I had the answers. I thought I chose the surest road. But that road brought me here. So I put up a fight and told you how to help me. Now just when I could give it up, the truth has come clear. You
try to do what's best.
Now faith has made it easy to see the best thing I can do is put my trust in you.
Triumphant to claim it again. from the light, to take strands of crimson and make gowns of white. Sinless Redeemer, timeless and true,
so timeless and true.
Weaver of worlds, we're depending on you.
Boldly I come before You come after the one who is lost. Though the 99 remain, and you search near and far over rugged terrain to find us, to find us, and carry us home.
Searching for you. Come home, dear child, where are you? Come home, dear child, I am searching for you. Child, where are you?
And when he finds me, he lays me on his shoulders, and he carries me safely
listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers.
You're going through. Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, It All Came Back. Malachi 3 verse 10 says, Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. My husband, Daryl Reeve, graduated from Union College in 1978. We had been in Iowa at his first job teaching at the church school for a few years. I was staying home with our toddler, so we did not have much money. Our church wanted to add a gymnasium onto the church school. My husband and I talked and prayed about how much money we should pledge towards this project. We finally decided to step out in faith and pledged $1,000, an amount that was approximately equal to 1 month of his salary. We didn't know how we were going to give that much, but knew God would help us. So, little by little, we gave throughout the year. It was getting toward the end of the year and we still had almost $500 left to give. We kept thinking and thinking about how we could get more money. We thought about selling our older second car. We didn't use it very often because we lived right next to the school. Normally, we only had to go to town for church and grocery shopping. We thought that we could get as much as $200 for it. So, that was our plan. Before we could do that, though, we found out from a new member at our church that their daughter's car had quit working, and the daughter and her husband didn't have money to fix it right then. It was winter in Iowa, so it was hard for the daughter and her husband to get to work and to take their young children places by walking. Daryl and I looked at each other and knew we were thinking the same thing. We offered to let the daughter use our car until they could get theirs fixed. Several days later, we got a call. The daughter was very apologetic when she told us that someone had run a stop sign or stoplight and ran into the car. She assured us that no one was hurt and the car was still drivable. It was not their fault, so the other driver's insurance would have to pay for the repair. Daryl told her to take the car in and get an estimate for the insurance. When we heard the amount of the estimate, we could not believe it. It was for the exact amount that we still owed for our pledge. So we asked the insurance company to just send us a check. Since it was still drivable, we signed the car's title over to the daughter and her husband. We were planning to sell it anyway, and it helped them. We turned in the final amount of our pledge to the church before the end of the year. This was not a coincidence. It was a miracle, especially since it was for the exact amount we still owed. God is so good and delights in giving us the things we need. A reflection associated with this story comes from the Acts of the Apostles, page 75. It is God who blesses men with property, and He does this that they may be able to give toward the advancement of His cause. He sends the sunshine and the rain. He causes vegetation to flourish. He gives health and the ability to acquire means. All our blessings come from His bountiful hand. In turn, He would have men and women show their gratitude by returning Him a portion in tithes and offerings, in thank offerings, in free will offerings, in trespass offerings. should means flow into the treasury in accordance with this divinely appointed plan, a tenth of all the increase, and liberal offerings, there would be an abundance for the advancement of the Lord's work. It All Came Back was written by Barbara J. Reeve, an administrative assistant for Education Youth Pathfinders Adventurers of the Texaco Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.